So we are Hopnology. That's what we said on our big initial podcast. And we're back here to talk a little more about what that means. So yeah. I thought, yeah. What do, and it, you know, I think I said it last time. It changes every time we talk about it. You know, what are we trying to do here?
Right.
So I thought that what was interesting in our first podcast there was that we touched on all these things, James, that we are passionate about. And that's why we're doing this. You know, I'm sure I could find something else to do than sit in my basement in front of this microphone. I'm sure something needs to be cleaned around the house. But we do this because we love the industry and we're passionate about things. And we will talk about everything we can think of. I think every time we have these conversations, we're both sitting here writing down four or five more topics. And I have to stop saying while we're recording, ooh, yeah, we can talk an hour about that, because I think I've said that at least once in everything we've recorded so far. But I gathered from this last one, the things that I think we are, or I'll speak for myself, the things that I am the most excited about. I'm excited about exploring further and further. And so listeners, if, you know, hopefully these are the things that you're excited about hearing about as well. I know for me, a big part of it is local, just this local question and what it means and how you leverage it and how you embrace it, because those are two different things, is so important, and we could talk about it forever and ever and ever. The community and the engaging side and how everyone works together is such an interesting model in this industry, and it's different than a lot of others, and I think we're going to talk about that a lot going forward. And the other thing, which is subtle, but I find so fascinating as a consumer, and is a taproom question, really, is what's more important to you, consistency versus variety? That came through in a lot of the things that we spoke about, and I'm looking forward to exploring that even deeper as we go forward and getting some of your opinions as listeners. What's more important to you? Is it the Cheers model? You know, you show up and it's the place you remember and the people you remember and it's the same thing every time, or are you a what's new kind of person? And you can be both. You can be both, but I find that to be an interesting dynamic and something that I think we'll talk about a lot.
It's, you can tell who's the market finance business guy and who's the science guy, because what I'm looking forward to is demystifying a lot of the technical aspects for people, whether it's growing or brewing or tasting, consuming, and talking about what does this stuff mean, and why is it important, and how can you use it to better what you're doing, sort of like a translator, and that gets me excited. I'm very much excited to explore, like you said, this idea of community and what does that mean. It's hard to put your hands around, and it's not like what I want to talk about is a point every time, but it's more about how does this sense of community, how is it generated? And hopefully by addressing, you know, some of these points, technical points, you know, here and there, that we can, you know, wrap all that together and have this sort of be the umbrella under which we're talking. But that's what I'm really interested in. I'm interested in having these conversations about what you do as the grower, the brewer, the consumer, whatever that topic happens to be, technical or otherwise, how does that impact up and downstream from you? And, you know, we don't have to go down. This is not a lecture, but it's sort of like, let's just make sure that people are aware. You know, the decisions that you make, whether they're production decisions or brewing decisions or, you know, which beer you're going to have, has consequences. And it's okay to be like, I just like this beer. I don't want to turn this into a thesis. Great. No problem. But whether you ignore it or not, it still exists. So let's have that conversation.
It does exist. And yes, that's a really great point. That whole aspect of where anything you touch in that cycle of the craft brew industry, it has effects all over the place. And that's why we're having these conversations. We've seen it from so many different angles. And I think it's super interesting to understand, what's the phrase? You know, sometimes you don't want to understand how the sausage is made. It's fun in this case to understand how the sausage is made, at least for us. And hopefully as a consumer of this podcast, whether you're on any corner of that triangle that we've talked about, the brewer, the consumer, and the grower, you'll get interest. Certainly as a brewer and a grower, as someone who's got a financial stake and a livelihood stake in the way things work, you need to understand all three points. As a consumer, it's just fun. It's fun and it's interesting. Even if you never, ever, ever plan to be anything other than a consumer, if you're passionate about beer, then you should have some fun understanding where all this comes from. And it certainly makes your conversations with the local brewer go beyond the, hey, dude, this is really cool. Really cool. Really good. I love this one. You know, you have a little more to talk about.
Well, this certainly, from my perspective, is not going to be a place for confirmation bias. So if you're looking for a group to reinforce your opinions, just know coming in here that, yes, I am very strongly opinionated, but I'm also open to debate. And I'm not here to, and I will not, be one of those sorts of positions that just reinforce a stereotype or drive home one side or other of the conversation. I want to be here to discuss and bring up all of the uncomfortable parts, you know, of the topic, and let's review those, because people in their confirmation bias world happily choose to ignore them. They call it the ostrich effect, right? Where people willfully choose to ignore inconvenient facts or things that are contrary to what they believe. And I've got a great sign, and I've got several friends who want me to make prints of it for them that I used to hang above my desk. It says, so the first thing you saw when you walked in my office was, my facts don't give a shit about your opinion. And that's very sciencey, right? That's a science mind, because, you know, scientists typically hold facts above all else. But I was reading an article this morning talking about how facts are not enough, and in many cases don't even work to convince people of an argument. It's just, they don't work because of this idea in their minds that they've already got set. And if one presented with any other way of thinking about something, they do the ostrich thing. Well, so that's my bit. That's what I'm really looking forward to dig into.
It's interesting that I haven't heard of it called the ostrich effect before, but the textbook definition I've heard is cognitive dissonance, which is the idea that you're so used to doing something a certain way that you will ignore facts that get in the way of your comfort zone and the way you're used to doing things. And a fun fact, cognitive dissonance was the name of my band in college.
That's very 90s.
Yes, it was. We didn't last long. The only other comment I'll make on that is that, you know, yes, we have, these are opinions. We're not out to lecture. Opinion. What's the phrase? Opinions are just like assholes. Everyone's got one.
They all stink.
Yeah, and in this case, on this podcast, you got two. You got two assholes. So
yes. Yep.
We are here to give you our opinions.
And, I don't know where you go from that.
Assholes. I think we might be done with this one already.
I think we're done. Yeah. There's not much else to say. Let's have those conversations. Mm-hmm. And it's not just between you and me. It's with our listeners. And we want to be that place where people can interact, you know, whether it's chatting or emailing or whatever, and let's see what we can drum up. Let's have these conversations, and you never know, as a commenter, you might be asked to be a guest.
We'd love to get some people on as guests, even those that it's easy for us to reach out to the friends we have in the industry, to reach out to brewers, to reach out to growers. We'd love to get some feet on the street consumers who just make it a habit of going to brew pubs and want to talk about the places they've been and the opinions they've got and the things they've learned and what they'd like to see. That's another part of this triangle. And to your point, James, would love to have some of you on. Keep the comments coming either directly on our podcast page or direct comments to us on the website. And I promise you, we're reading them all. And as we get down the road a little more and have some more volume here on the site and more podcasts, we're absolutely going to address your questions live on the show, talk about them, and get into some of these topics, because we need you guys to keep spurring us along.
Cool.